Good morning and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again, friends. You know, the scripture says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health." So God desires that we prosper and enjoy the blessings of good health. And today we have a special guest with us. We have James with Sovereign Silver, as I call them.
Hello.
James, we'd like to welcome you to the Better Living Radio program once again.
Thanks for having me.
All right. The proper name is Natural Immunogenic Corporation. And so, James, tell us what you do with this company.
I am basically inside sales and also travel around the country doing trade shows for the company as well.
Okay. So today we're going to talk about the immune system and the silver connection. And so why do we need to have a balanced, strong immune system?
Well, especially during this time of the season, you know, cold and flu, the air's very dry, so these things can actually stay in the air a lot longer. That's why it's actually called the cold and flu season,
mm-hmm.
Versus, like, in the summertime, there's more humidity, so those things are falling out of the suspension in the air easier, mm-hmm. so people aren't getting as sick.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've all got, you know, we have our own immune system. And then with things like silver also helps. It does other things, but it also helps your immune system generate more white blood cells so it can actually do its job better on its own.
Okay, so you're saying that silver, which we're talking about today, will help the immune system to generate more white blood cells?
Correct.
Okay, all right. Now, tell us a little bit more about why silver assists or aids the immune system.
Basically, the technical part of this, so silver improves the body's internal colloidal environment by facilitating an immunocentric oxidative reaction, which is most people know as ROS, reactive oxygen species.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that enhancement, it's helping the body generate more white blood cells, also red blood cells, but we're more focused on the white blood cells because that's what helps us fight, you know, the bad guys, bacteria and things like that.
Does it actually make that much of a difference with the amount that is generated, that is white blood cells, to offset or to make a big difference in a person, let's say, coming out with a cold or flu?
Definitely. Something specific like a urinary tract infection,
okay,
where it can't get to directly.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do our product, if you did it 7 times a day, you can actually, so silver's not getting there directly to fight that issue, but it's helping your immune system generate more white blood cells,
yeah,
you can get over it within about 7 to 10 business days, or 7 to 10 days, sorry.
Okay, so we're looking at the silver helping the immune system to generate more white blood cell. Does the silver also, in and of itself, has a property against microbe?
Yeah, so then speaking to its unique properties, silver, well, it's antiviral, it's antimicrobial, it's antibacterial, it's antifungal against certain fungus like Candida albicans, which is the most common infection humans get, so, and it works, you know, great against things like that. So you've got the 1, 2, 3 different things that it's doing to on its own without help, without even talking about the immune system boost that silver does.
So in essence, silver is like one of nature's natural fighter, natural antibiotic, if we may use those terms. So why isn't the medical profession picking up on the use of silver, or do they, or have they used silver in any clinical setting?
I mean, it's a little bit of all, really. You know, they Silver's been around and in use by, well, it's been in use by humans for over 2,500 years. You know, the Hippocrates, the father of medicine, first wrote about silver's properties 450 BC. And then as far as colloidal silver, so that's silver particles, microscopic particles in water, that's been around since that was first invented in 1895, and essentially that was our go-to as you know, as people or practitioners up until about mid-1930s, and that's when penicillin hit the market, and so there was a big shift, you know, because you can't trademark silver because it's an organic material. So, you know, then they've got patent silver. So then they came out with penicillin, and then from there, you know, other antibiotics and things like that, which is about, you know, for me and my personal pain, is just really about making money, and they have their benefits in certain, I guess, aspects, emergencies and things like that. Mm-hmm. But silver is just the full spectrum, antimicrobial. Nothing's become, as far as bacteria, become immune or resistant to silver. And so, yeah, we've been using it as humans for medicinally for a long time.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, we know regular antibiotics do have a negative effect upon your good bacterias in the gut.
Right.
Will silver likewise affect the bacterias in the gut as well as
silver,
other places? Yeah, the
good
bacteria.
Well, there was a study done by a third-party private organization that did on silver and testing how it did, if it affected the microbiome or the gut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so at 2,000 times our normal amount of safe level of silver, we have a daily safe level of silver that we can take on a daily basis that's set by the EPA. So they're saying 2,000 times above that limit has no negative effect on the microbiome. So that doesn't cause an imbalance of good versus bad like one dose of an antibiotic would.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very promising. That's very promising and very encouraging to hear that. Now, while we're down there at the gut, let's talk about some of the challenge that the gut face that may necessitate or affect the immune system. What are some challenges that we face in the gut and the intestines that compromise the immune system?
I mean, just on a daily basis, I mean, breathing, you know, we're breathing in chemicals, car exhaust fumes, whatever else is in the air,
mm-hmm.
Eating, pesticides,
okay.
Things like that,
mm-hmm.
Medications. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot people do on a daily basis that they probably don't even realize are causing an imbalance or affecting the gut, causing inflammation and things like that.
Okay, so inflammation can affect the gut. If inflammation caused by various different circumstances or situations, one of which certain medications as well as some lifestyle factors, if inflammation indeed affect the gut, how may that impact the health of the host?
If you've got, you know, typically the imbalance is not in our favor, so it's, you know, the good bacteria is being depleted. And the bacteria is able to sustain because, like I said, it's just as we're eating or we're breathing in, that bad bacteria is getting in there. And the only way to get the good guys back in there is if you're being proactive and taking a probiotic. And so you know, if we have a higher level of bad bacteria, that's where you can see that, you know, can things like if it's a, let's say, a fungal overgrowth, so you're talking about candida, cause rashes on the skin and things like that.
What about like leaky gut situation?
Leaky gut.
Yeah.
Yeah, leaky gut. Diverticulitis, Crohn's, all kinds of gut. You know, basically what it is one, you got an overgrowth of bad bacteria, and then the damage done from these chemicals going into the intestines start withering away on our intestinal lining.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really have that ability to just regenerate on its own, not fast enough, because of all the things that we're consuming, the bad chemicals.
Yeah.
And so that's where you have to do something proactively to reheal that tissue. You're taking probiotics to rebalance out the good guys versus the bad guys. And silver does have regenerative properties, so there's a way you can get silver down there to help realign that.
Okay, let's talk about that. How can silver help to realign the gut you know, damage by inflammation caused by various different issues. And now, what part can silver play in helping to heal the gut?
Silver, one of the other properties silver has is the ability to heal. So you're talking about, you know, silver, so it reduces tissue inflammation, it accelerates tissue healing. Another thing, kind of go back on what you said earlier about where silver is used in the medical field, burn care centers, the go-to medicine for any burn care center in the world is something called silver sulfadiazine. So it's got a silver in it. It's got antibiotics and other compounds. This way they can patent it. But that's what they're putting on somebody that's had a third-degree burn. They're rubbing this cream on there because it's fighting the infection, it's helping the tissue heal, and it also helps reduce scarring. So same effect you get something like a bioactive silver hydrosol, which is the most bioavailable, the most effective on the market. You get it into the gut, and now you've got that much more healing, that much more regrowing the tissue and down-regulating inflammation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, with your silver, the name stands out. The name seems to speak as though your silver seems to be much more effective, Sovereign Silver. What set your silver apart from silver that's produced by several other companies? And the second part is, you know, we used to make silver for home use with that little gadget. What's the difference with that kind of silver?
So to answer, so the biggest thing that sets our product apart from the other brands on the market is essentially two things. And then there's some things below that that are just as far as like outside things like bottles, yeah. Plastic versus glass. So we have the smallest verified particle size of any other colloidal silver on the market. This is third-party verified. So we took our product, a few other products, and sent them to an accredited lab and did blind testing. So they did the results not knowing what the products were and sent them back to us. And so we found we had the smallest particle size of any colloidal silver on the market, which is important because now you're talking about absorption. The smaller something is in the body, the easier it is for it to use and then excrete. And so we've got the fastest absorption rate, and then we have the highest positive charge. So we're at 98% to 99% of our product has a positive charge. So what does that mean? That means that 98% to 99% of our product is being used in the body. So there's essentially no waste. And from a cost perspective, you know, if you're spending $30 on an item, you would probably want to get 100%. But if you can get 98% to 99% versus 10% to 12% of your money, you know, you're doing pretty good, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I notice your silver is a 10%, 10 parts per million, and there are some silver that comes 20 parts per million, 500 parts per million. Does that mean that we're getting more silver with the 500 parts per million than with a 10 parts per million as your silver is?
Yeah, you are getting more silver, but that's where the market is confused, because that's what they're doing. They're feeding to that American mindset is if there's more in it, it must be better for me.
Right.
In this case, you know, if you're basically like there's let's say a 250 ppm silver, they've got 25 times more silver in their product, yet we're 8 times more potent. So you're getting you know, a low concentration. We do a 10 ppm concentration because, there, like I said earlier, there's actually a safe level of silver that we can do on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can do our product because it's a 10 ppm silver 7 times a day and never have to take a break for 70 years. Versus if you do a 1 teaspoon of a 250 ppm is already 3.5 times over the safe level of silver on a daily basis, let alone if you're doing it multiple times a day or every day.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, some products, some colloidal silvers even tell you to take a break. With ours, you don't have to take a break. You could take it, like I said, 7 times a day for 70 years and never exceed the safe level of silver.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting. Now, I imagine the issue is the particle size with those silver that's made in-home versus
right.
some of the commercially made ones.
Yeah, so homemade, I mean, basically you can go online. There's a generator you can buy anywhere from $200 to $300. It comes with like little silver bars, which already the silver that they're sending you isn't pure silver. It's about 99.9% versus ours is 99.999%. So nines versus three. 5 nines is the purest silver you can get.
Yeah.
And then the next thing, you know, if they're not sending it anywhere to get tested, they have no idea what they're making. So you've got homemade stuff that's got like neutral silver particles in it, meaning there's no positive charge. You don't know the size of the particles. You don't know the concentration of the silver, if it's a 10, if it's a 250. And then if it's like it's usually like an amber or yellow color. Yeah. That's indicative of either other stabilizers, either things getting sucked out of the air, like salts, or the particles are so big that they're absorbing light and changing the color of the liquid.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, all right, let's talk about the usage. Before that, can children use this here, silver? Is it safe for children? And
yeah,
for pets?
Children
and pets.
Yeah, so legally silver is, colloidal silver is only recognized as a dietary supplement. So you can only market it for oral use.
Right.
But with I've got three boys, I mean, I've used it everywhere. I mean, it's like if you go in the shower, just so you know, there's already silver in that water. There's silver in all natural bodies of water. And, you know, that's going into your eyes. That's going into your ears. And the product that we make, the water is pharmaceutical grade purified water. So this is way cleaner than any water you have in your house. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the purest silver you can get. So if you've got this water from the shower going into your eyes, there's no reason that, you know, you wouldn't be able to use this.
Okay. So it's safe for children and as well as for pets. I notice you have one for pets.
Yeah, and then pets, the same thing. Yeah, they pets actually have a higher threshold for silver. Like mm-hmm. So humans have that safe level of silver I told you about.
Yeah.
Pets actually have a higher level threshold for silver.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, now, so let's talk about how the silver is used. All right. Let's say a person comes down with a cold. And by their choice, they want to assist their body. Now, what is the recommended dosage on the silver?
If you feel like you're coming down with something, so like that, you know, you wake up, let's say Tuesday morning, you feel like, as most of us know, like, uh-oh, something's going on, I feel like I'm coming down with something, you want to start doing it every couple hours, every 2 to 3 hours, because any silver product silver's only active in the body, period, for about 3 hours before it starts declining. So instead of, you want to keep it at a constant spike. So you take one teaspoon now, 2 or 3 hours later, you take another one before it starts hitting that decline, keep that level of silver in the body consistent. Mm-hmm. And then with ours, like I said, you would want to do that at least 7 times a day, you know, to keep that level consistent, because this way the silver's in the body, it's mm-hmm. doing its job, and you're fighting it, you know, stopping the bacteria or stopping the replication of any microbes in the body. So, that would be the best way to do it if you feel like you're coming down with something.
Okay, all right. And you said that's a tablespoon or a teaspoon?
That would be a teaspoon.
A teaspoon.
Yeah.
Okay,
Hold it under the tongue for at least 30 seconds. This gets it absorbed into the bloodstream and lymphatic system, and that's how it's going after the bad guys. Basically systemic.
So it is not the best way to just put the silver in your mouth and swallow it.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get some absorption, but then it's going to go directly to the stomach, and then, you know, the acids and things out there will just break it up, you know, whatever makes it down there. So, yeah, the best way to do it is hold it under the tongue, and then because that's where you get the most absorption. I mean, a lot of, like, homeopathic remedies will say hold it under the tongue for absorption, so the same concept here, so the silver will absorb into the bloodstream.
Okay, and silver will absorb into the bloodstream. All right, I notice there's a couple of quotation or history here on the silver as we talk about its usage. It says, in America's Old West, it was common practice to drop silver coins in drinking water barrels.
Right.
As recently as the 1930s, colloidal silver was the preferred choice of physician for empowering the immune system and supporting the body's innate healing processes. Wow, that's neat. Good history. All right, so that is if someone is coming down with something or trying to fight a cold or the flu, it would be the same, right?
Yeah, any. I mean, as soon as you find anything, even if it's like a sore throat, you want to just keep a nice, steady, consistent flow of silver in the body. And like I said, with ours, you can do it 7 times a day and never have to take a break. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so by doing it 7 times a day, within 3 hours apart, you can keep the silver levels up in the body.
Correct.
Okay. All right, that's good. Now, what if the person is not necessarily fighting anything nor coming now with something, but during this time it is common to get the cold and they want to do something preventative? What might that recommendation be?
That's a good question too, because these are all right on the box or any of the bottles that you buy.
Okay.
We give you it's the 4 recommendations. So that one would be what we call on our product immune building. That means maybe people around you are sick, we're in that cold and flu season, or you're traveling, you're going to be somewhere where maybe you think there's people that are sick or you just need extra protection. So you want to do 1 teaspoon 3 times a day. This way you do 1 in the morning, maybe 1 at lunch or after lunch, and then 1 at night, and just give you a little bit of extra protection and boost the immune system as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, it says that NASA uses silver in the water purification system of the space shuttle and the International Space Station. Very impressive.
Actually, a funny story there. There was 2 sides. You got the International Space Station, you got the Russian side and the American side.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russians actually were already using a silver filtration system.
Mm-hmm.
And the Americans were using a chlorine-based filtration system. So the water kind of smelled, tasted weird. So they were always used. So they just started using the Russian water because there's no smell to it. It's just water purified with silver. And then eventually they were able to switch the American side over to a silver filtration system because the FDA has no jurisdiction in outer space, so they could put whatever filtration system they wanted on the International Space Station.
Oh, wow.
Silver one, yeah.
Yes, silver is a great purifier of water then, huh?
Yeah, you could do, I think it's a couple tablespoons in there, if you wanted to just purify some water, like tap water or something like that at the house.
Okay, all right. So we know it's effective against cold, flus, prevention of these things, and to help to heal the gut. What else might silver be beneficial for?
We've talked a lot about like internal uses.
Yeah.
We have a gel as well.
Okay.
Which is actually considered a homeopathic medicine. So with that, we can actually make claims on it.
Okay.
And so you've got things, and this says it right on the box. So the gel actually reduces topical pain. So like let's say you got a bug bite or a rug burn or a cut that's kind of irritating you, it'll help get rid of that inflammation. It also fights minor skin infections. So again, going back to the fungal, viral, bacterial abilities of silver,
mm-hmm.
And then it promotes healing. So it helps that the skin heal 3 times faster. So I cut myself. I just moved and I cut myself on packing boxes, and there was a broken glass in there, mm-hmm. and I had to go get 3 stitches. It was right on right about the center of my hand.
Yeah.
And so I got the stitches, no antibiotics. All I did was the gel all the time, nonstop. I mean, I had a bottle in my pocket in my car. Every time it dried up, I probably was putting it on my hand. It's about the size of a quarter, the area.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, 20, 30 times a day. And then I was doing liquid, our hydrosol 5 times a day, just in case any kind of systemic infection may have gotten in.
Yeah.
But that's it, no antibiotics. And after a week, I mean, I got the about 9 days, the stitches came out, and I've just been putting it on. I'm taking pictures too to see if it's something we could use with our marketing department, the progression. So when it happened, I got the stitches,
mm-hmm.
or I got the stitch a few days after, and then just been following, taking pictures of the progression. But yeah, it's amazing stuff. Just it fights the infection, and it helps the tissue heal, and it reduces the scarring. So,
that's great. That's wonderful. Silver to the rescue.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you've got children, you know, they're outside, bug bites during the summertime, or they fall down and you want to go away from, like, the petroleum-based salves, like, what's the name? I don't use it that often, so I can't even remember the name. The one the
petroleum jelly or
something? It's Neosporin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you got something like that, because those are petroleum-based, so they're petrochemicals in it. They've got some of them have antibiotics in it. And so with silver, you're getting all those benefits of the antibiotic fight, I mean, the antimicrobial fighting, healing, and there's no negative, you know, there's no artificial preservatives in the product. It's all natural. It's silver, so.
It's all natural. You know, I was thinking about the person out there who is new to anything natural, and they are wondering, or perhaps hear us talking, saying, I don't believe that thing work.
Right.
You know, I mean, how do you address that person who is skeptic? Does it really work? Is there clinical, you know, studies or anything like that that prove, demonstrate that this thing work?
Yeah, I mean, if you go, like, because there's being studies done all the time, not by necessarily by, like, companies like us, or just third party, like you said something earlier about, is a pharma, big pharma trying to use silver in any of their products? So they're actually doing studies, and you can go online and Google any of this. So they're using, they're trying to figure out a way to incorporate silver nanoparticles into the antibiotics, because, you know, a lot of bacteria are becoming resistant to the antibiotics that are out. Mm-hmm. And so they were trying to wonder how can they fix this. And so they've been doing studies where they're incorporating silver and the antibiotic, and silver's actually helping the antibiotic become thousands of times more effective or working again. So, mm-hmm. you know, you go on like PubMed, and type in silver, silver ions or silver, there's all kinds of articles that'll come up, and at least give you an idea that you can see, like, it's just not a supplement companies that are making, okay. you know, these research or these, I don't want to say claims, but distinctions about how it works versus pharmaceuticals. Mm-hmm. You can go on to any of these big sites that are PubMed or any of these and do a search for silver, and you'll see all kinds of research, peer-reviewed literature on silver.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So anyone having doubts, or maybe it sounds too simple to be true, they can do some personal research and get the facts at their fingertips.
Yep.
That's good. That's good. Now, what about the person? I know we're talking about the usage of the silver, so let me stick back on that a little bit more. All right, so we can use it by the teaspoon, seven times per day. And in the prevention arena, we can use it three times a day, just dealing with prevention. And you have the external application, which we've talked about, the gel and so on. Is there any other means of applying or using the silver?
I mean, I use it, like I said, in my eyes. So I've gotten, you know, pink eye before, basically, or if ear infection, or I just use this as my go-to for any mm-hmm. issues that I have, you know, so I don't, it's just so you know, just it's everywhere. I use it everywhere, so.
You use it everywhere. No fear. Just use it.
Nope.
This is
actually our 20th year, and so, you know,
it is
no issues.
Yeah, it is safe. I remember some time back, I think they used to put it in newborn babies' eyes or something like that, if I remember correctly. So, indeed, it is a safe substance, but won't the silver turn a person blue?
Yeah, so that's essentially the only known toxicity with silver. So it's called argyria, and that goes back to if you're making your own at home or if you're buying these high concentrations that are using proteins or salts to help keep their particles in suspension because they're so big.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while, but, yeah, over time, if you're using that product consistently for years, you can. It's eventually the body will start to turn bluish gray because of exposed silver gets stuck under the skin, and exposure to the sun is what starts turning your skin that bluish gray color. But with ours, we have no salts, we've got no proteins, and we actually have a written letter signed by a medical doctor that states you cannot get argyria or the blue and graying of the skin taking sovereign silver.
Okay, very good, very good.
Yeah.
So we know that, well, it is said that aluminum causes Alzheimer's, or one of the cause. Won't silver collect in the brain and be problematic for the user?
No, yeah, the only buildup that happens is it starts building up into the tissue, and then you could, you know, just start turning blue. Or there was a guy, he was making his own at home, and I think this was maybe 6 or 8 years ago, but he turned blue. He was making his own at home in his tub, drinking about 8 ounces a day, and I think after about a year or two, he turned blue, and had no health issues as far as like colds and things like that, but yeah, he was blue. But functioned fine otherwise, you know. Mm-hmm. Silver doesn't build up in the brain. It, like I said, it goes throughout the body, but because of our small particle size and no salts or proteins, you get full excretion out of the body. So,
okay. All right. We've been speaking with James. What is your last name again, James?
Bravo.
James Bravo with Natural Immunogenic Corporation in sunny Florida. And we've been talking about sovereign silver, its benefit to support a healthy immune system and various other things. James, we are out of time. And if you want to just make one last comment to our listeners, a word of encouragement, you may do so.
Sure, yeah. I think the biggest thing when you said, like, people don't have an understanding of silver, I just want to let them know it's actually found in our diet. Silver is a part of our diet already, so even if you've never taken a silver supplement, you have a trace amount of silver in your body already. It's in water, grains, dark chocolate, certain vegetables like mushrooms, and so you're getting it, and water, obviously, so you're getting it already in your body. Mm-hmm. And then something like sovereign silver, which is the ultimate refinement in colloidal silver, small particles, high positive charge, so you're getting all the benefits without any of the side effects of taking high PPM silver. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. We thank you, James. Bravo. Listeners, we appreciate you joining us. You can join us next week at the same time. If you desire a question or brochure on the silver, you may contact us 731-279-0350. Lastly, all the information shared on this program is for educational purposes only, nothing else. God bless you. Join us next week.
Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, James. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's all over. All good now.
That's good. Yeah, James.
Thanks for having me
on. That's good. I'll be in touch. We'll do this again. Let me know when the copper is ready.
Yeah, and can't wait for that.
Yeah, I'm very much interested in the copper.
Okay. Yeah. Once I have more info, I'll send it your way.
All right. Thanks, James.
All right, Peter. Have a good day. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Being in here most of the time, I had some deadline work, but
yeah,
people, I was working an hour or so on PSAs that won't go. Then I had to do country and western during this program. And somebody called about a birthday in the midst of all that. So I had to redo the birthday. So
wow.
I'd like to have been in here to hear the message about silver and how it can turn you blue, or something regarding that.
Yeah, well, you gotta take a lot, lots and lots and lots and lots of silver.
Yeah.
For it to turn you blue.
Right.
But it's very beneficial for the immune system.
Thanks.
So cooking class coming up February 17.
Okay. Next Sunday. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday.
Right.
Okay. Next Sunday.
So you can do some announcement on that or something.
Will do.
Mm-hmm. So you were saying now the outgo.
Yeah.
Is that how you call it?
Outro?
Outro.
Yeah, that's the outro.
Okay, you got intro and outro.
Right.
Oh, wow. Learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, intro and outro.
Okay, anyway, you got some information on silver.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So, you got all the information that you're going to need to do that, or should
I'll
we
probably need your help for that.
Okay, well.
You want to do it right now?
Yeah.
I'll write up something. I'll need your help, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll help you with that.
Mm-hmm.